Big blunder 3, being sloppy with written and verbal correspondence. Simple speech is the best and truest eloquence. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Positive personal interactions allow you to build a rapport with others that will guarantee your success. Knowing when to write a note or make a phone call is priceless. Time is limited, but if you don't take the time when the time is right, you will waste more of it later. Success in building relationships is in the details. On the side. Recently, we met with a prospective client. We noticed a bulletin board at the side of his desk that had a variety of little note cards on it. Noticing that we were looking at it, our client said, "Everything being equal, I do business with vendors who send me notes thanking me for my time and my business. Handwritten notes do make a difference." Image Dynamics Executives. Ask yourself these crucial questions. When was the last time a vendor or salesperson wrote me a note to say thank you? Did it make an impression on me? If I could get my desired result by taking 5 minutes to do something, would I? Written correspondence. It is acceptable to put a business card in a handwritten note only when the recipient has asked for a card and is expecting one. When you include a business card that has not been asked for, you make a very personal touch impersonal. This can damage the rapport you are trying to build. When writing a handwritten note, use folding notepaper or note cards that measure at least 3.5 by 5 inches. These are known as informal notes. Plain white or cream-colored informal notes are available at all stationery stores. Stationery that is engraved, thermographed, embossed, or printed adds a personal touch. Types of written correspondence include personal letters, condolence letters, letters of congratulations, thank you notes, reference letters, letters of introduction, and letters of greeting. Handwritten notes should be written when someone takes the time to meet with you, following any type of interview, internal or external. When you have been a guest at a cocktail or dinner party. When you have been invited to someone's home. When you receive a gift. When customers or associates have been promoted. When customers or associates have had a death in their family.